Hey, this is a big week for Indiana. The state's presidential primary is playing a big role in the fight between Republicans Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Now, Cruz got the endorsement of the governor, but here's Cruz's problem. Trump got the endorsement of Bobby Knight, a huge figure in Indiana sports whose controversial acts over the years have captured the state's imagination. As NPR's Scott Detrow reports, Knight is one of just several controversial sports figures to back Trump in recent months.
Introducing Trump in Indiana last week, Bobby Knight gave the presidential candidate the ultimate compliment.
And I'll tell you one thing, that man that was just up here a moment ago, I'll tell you, that sumbitch could play for me.
Knight won 3 national championships with Indiana. He also developed a national reputation as a blunt, profane coach who threw chairs onto the court and at times physically assaulted his players. Trump made it clear he had no problem with that.
Tough. Would you say he was tough enough? Would you say? But, you know, not just tough, smart, tactical. He was a winner.
Knight is the latest in a growing rogues gallery of athletes and coaches to side with Trump. Trump recently bragged about an endorsement from Mike Tyson, the heavyweight boxer who served time for rape and infamously bit off a chunk of Evander Holyfield's ear. He's also won public backing from cigarette-smoking, club-throwing golfer John Daly and rainbow-haired NBA star Dennis Rodman, among others.
This is a great honor for me to introduce Donald Trump.
Last month, Trump campaigned with Buffalo Bills coach Rex Ryan, who never shies away from a fight with the New York tabloids. Ryan praised Trump for always saying what's on his mind.
A lot of people want to say the same thing. But there's a big difference. They don't have the courage to say it. They all think it, but they don't have the courage to say it.
ESPN commentator and Washington Post columnist Kevin Blackstone says there's a common theme to all these Trump endorsers.
Maybe a collective middle finger, because they have all thumbed their noses at authority, at institutional organizations, and continue to do things as they want to do it.
All of these men are like Trump. They're loud, brash outliers in a field that's otherwise pretty bland.
The same way that Trump talks about political correctness and how he's not a part of that is the same thing that these guys said throughout their careers all the time.
Will Leach writes about culture for Bloomberg Politics and founded the sports website Deadspin.
John Daly would say, you know, I'm the one interesting golfer. I'm smoking and drinking beer, because that's what real people do, not like these stuck-up golfers.
Sound familiar?
I could change to presidential so easy. That would be much easier than doing what I'm doing right now, because I could talk nice and calm and everybody would fall asleep after 10 minutes.
And Leach says Knight and Trump both have a strategic love-hate relationship with reporters.
He would always get in the fights with media, but it was always staged for television.
No, you want an answer from me, you get the answer. You don't like the answer, then don't use the program, okay?
He realized it helped him maximize his influence. You know, Bobby Knight knew how to manipulate the media.
Again, just like Trump.
Disgusting reporters, horrible people. Sure.
Most political observers don't think endorsements count for much. And in this particular case, Leach says he agrees.
I think that your average person that loved Bobby Knight, that person was already voting for Trump. I don't think there's any question.
And that's Trump's challenge going forward. Just like these sports figures who are backing him, Trump is successful, but very polarizing. But men like Bobby Knight only have to win games. They don't have to win over undecided voters. Scott Detrow, NPR News.